And it's 7:33. We're pretty much running on time. It's time now for Wine Wednesday with Ziggy.
It's all on time.
It's all on time. We're on Zig time.
That's right. We are on Zig time today. We're on the Zig train. I am so excited for Wine Wednesday today, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Ziggy the Wine Gal, your host for Wine Wednesday, and big thank you to Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits and Comstock Wines for sponsoring Wine Wednesday today. It's a special edition because we're talking about holiday wine picks. And Comstock Winery sponsored the holiday wine picks that took place literally yesterday.
Wow. Man, you are on the go.
Into the night. And I was like writing all of the notes up last night and was so excited just because I started reflecting back on the last 26 years of doing this competition.
Yeah.
And just how big it's gotten and how excited people get. And we, you know, we had so many incredible entries. And the thing about holiday wine picks, which is totally different than the Thanksgiving one that we just did last month, is that, of course, there's no turkey involved. Right. I mean, there might be a lot of turkeys there, but you know what I mean.
Yes, totally.
But it is about the cheap and cheerfully priced wines and then the super high-end wines. So as we, you know, immerse ourselves into the December holidays, you know, a lot of folks are having parties. And so they want to know, what is the best cheap and cheerful wine that I can get for my party? Something that's going to be really good and be a crowd pleaser, but be easy on the pocketbook, right? Something you can buy by the case. So we have a red wine in that category, a white wine in that category, and also some bubbles in that category. And then on the flip side of it, what is that super special wine that you can use for your holiday dinner? Something extraordinary, something that sets it apart from everything else. Something that you can also give to that discerning wine lover in your life as a gift, right? So we have a champagne sparkling category there winner. We also have a white wine winner in that category and, of course, a red wine. So six winners all together. And it literally takes a village. And M in the Kitchen was one of our sponsors this year. She's great. If you're not following her on Instagram, you need to do it. She's super awesome. Tanellery O and, of course, Comstock Winery. We had four incredible helpers this year to put on this entire thing. Emily, Sarah, you know, Sarah, she used to work here at the radio station.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love Sarah.
Side Road Sue and Ashley and our handful of judges, which did such an incredible job. And it is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about some of these wines that you're putting in front of them that are maybe $6.99, you know, up to, you know, $299 kind of. You know, and so so they had a hard job. We had Naomi Smith. We had Lisa Amaroli, Luke Goldschmidt, Carr Groom, Chris Sawyer, Barry Herbst from the Bottle Barn, Steve from Crux Winery, and Scott Taylor came all the way up from San Francisco.
Nice.
Christina Torres, Raquel Royers, Mike Kobler, Stephanie Moriarty, and Darren Lowe. So we had 14 judges. That's a lot.
How many wines about?
So about 100 wines. Yeah, on the high end. And then we had several dozen on the low end side of things. So to get right to it, I'm just going to have you grab your pencil and grab a piece of paper so you can write them all down. We're going to start with the cheerfully priced category.
Okay, I like that.
Back in the day when I started this, it's kind of funny, a little bit of history. I used to call it low-end wines and high-end wines, like very simple. And now I don't look at this category as low-end anymore because there's so many wineries that are putting out extraordinary wines at a really good price point.
Yep.
So I call it cheerfully priced.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So our white wine winner in the cheerfully priced category is from Alexander Valley Vineyards. The first time I ever visited this family-owned winery was back in the early 80s. Wow. And I was going through some boxes in the basement a couple months ago and came across some handwritten receipts from the early 80s. And I'm going to give those to the winery so they can put them in frames, you know, in their tasting room. Back when you used to, you know, handwrite receipts, right? Anyway, family owned by the Wetzel family. Fantastic winery. I was so happy to see a family-owned winery win in this category. The 2021 Alexander Valley Vineyards Chardonnay from, of course, their estate in Alexander Valley. Comes in at about $14.99.
Wow.
Now, this is extraordinary for an Appalachian-specific white wine, like at that price point, from a small winery. It's terrific. Some of the tasting notes from the judges, everybody always loves to hear these. Right. And by the way, this wine has won a double gold medal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody said exotic vanilla, tropical fruits, cheerfully priced with an air of sophistication. I like that description.
Right.
Stocking filled with joy. Apples and fun. And what great descriptions that is for a cheerfully priced Chardonnay. And in the sparkling category, this is really cool. The winner is from an extraordinary winery that I have been a fan of for a long time. And get this, they're from New Mexico.
Wow.
New Mexico. Wow. Yep. Gruet is the name of the winery. A French guy started this way back in the day, and they're doing sparkling wine there. Method Champenois, which means that the secondary fermentation takes place inside the bottle. So they're not injecting it with CO2 to make it bubbly. Like, right. This is legit stuff, okay? Wow. And they're doing a Blanc de Noir that just won the hearts of the judges over. And it comes in at $14.99.
Wow.
For a Method Champenois, beautiful Blanc de Noir sparkling wine, like, that is a steal of a deal. And I challenge you to pour this blindly for any of your wine snob friends and right. not tell them what it is. And I guarantee you they're going to think that this wine is easily three times as much per wow. bottle.
And the grapes are grown in New Mexico?
In New Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah, they're growing Pinot Noir there and several other varieties to make sparkling wine. They have about four or five different expressions now, but when they first started out, they were just doing like a Brut. Okay. And I've been following forever. It's nationally distributed.
Mm-hmm.
I should point out that all of the winners in the cheerfully priced category are all nationally distributed.
Cool.
So for those of you tuning in outside of wine country, you should be able to find these wines, which is really cool. Anyway, here are the descriptions for the sparkling winner in the cheerfully priced category. Rich in elegance, impressive, charming. It's tinsel on the tree. somebody said creamy, dreamy, oh, holy night. I like that. And Santa's got a brand new bag.
There you go.
that pretty much wraps up a great description for yep. our cheerfully priced bubbly. And now moving on to the cheerfully priced red wine. One of my favorite wineries going into almost 100 years of winemaking right here in Sonoma County, the Pedroncelli family. And I just love all the things that they do. But this particular wine, so perfect for a party because it's a crowd pleaser, to be sure. The 2021 Pedroncelli Mother Clone Zinfandel. So this hails from Dry Creek Valley, and it's also a best of class double gold medal winner. So pretty cool.
That is, does mother clone mean anything?
So yes, that's talking about the clone of the Zinfandel. So
okay,
every single wine variety comes from some type of clone.
Gotcha.
Yes. So you can talk rootstock if you want to geek out. You could talk clones. And that really determines how those grapes are going to taste.
Okay.
You know, how old is it? So when you travel, for example, up to the Dry Creek Valley area or Alexander Valley, but in particular, Dry Creek, as you're cruising around Dry Creek, you'll see a lot of these super old, what we call head prune vines, Zinfandels, those kind of vines that look super gnarly and
yes,
stand
yes.
alone, so they're not trellised. So, you know, you can think about those as truly old vine. And the Pedroncellis have this mother clone Zinfandel that they've been making for a long time. Just like I always like to call it, the Zinfandel hails from the mothership.
There you go.
So here are the notes from the judges. Spicy, sassy, salubrious, baking spiced berries, black pepper, classic crowd pleaser. And that's really what we're after. So congratulations to those three winners in the cheerfully priced category. We'll have those up on the website, of course. And now for the big drum roll. I feel like we should have that,
you know, I should have a
sound bite.
I don't have any drum rolls.
And so we have the white, the sparkling, and the red also in the high-end category. Now, these are wines that are priced over $39 per
okay.
bottle. And we had wine entries that were well over $100 that were entered into this category.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of very heavy competition. But I have to tell you now, the judges try all these wines blindly. They're not told any variety, any information. They're not told what the price point is of every single wine. They're literally just getting blind flights right in front of them. So it's, I don't know. Could you do that, Andre?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, on the high end, we'll start with the white category, and I'll give you the winning wine as well as the judges' descriptions, which is always what everybody wants to hear, right?
Yes.
So the winning white comes from also a family-owned winery, Rodney Strong Vineyards. Congratulations,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Rodney Strong. The 2021 Rodney Strong Vineyards Reserve Chardonnay from the Russian River Valley. This literally was hands down the judge's favorite. They really liked it, and they felt like it tasted special in this type of category. They really felt, and you know, more than half of these judges were winemakers, which is interesting to think about when they're tasting somebody else's wines, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, here are the notes from the judges. Impressive, succulent, complex, lemon meringue, baking spices, apple chutney. This jingles your bells. I mean,
I like
that pretty much sums it up, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to get too fancy in the descriptions. When somebody says that, you're like, I'll try that wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else says, this wine is dressed to impress.
Very nice.
And it comes in at around $50. So when you think about a lot of the white wines in this category that went well up to $100 per bottle, I would consider this a bargain, if that sounds right, in this category.
Sure.
But there were so many great white wines. And next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday, I'm going to talk about these wines again, but then I'm also going to give you guys the runner-up because everybody likes choices.
Right, sure.
Today it's all about the winners, but Wednesday.
If people are rushing to buy these, it's possible.
It sells out. Yeah, and so people also want to know the runner-ups. And so next Wednesday, I will give you the runner-ups. Now, in the sparkling category, this was a first-time win for this winery. I'm very excited for them. And strangely, it was the lowest price point sparkling wine of all the sparkling wines that were entered. I mean, we had sparkling wines well over $100.
Yeah.
Champagnes and everything.
Yeah.
And this wine comes in at $40.
Wow.
So squeaked over that line in the expensive price point, right? So the 2018 Scharfenberger Blanc de Noirs small lot Mendocino. So that means that there was very little of this wine produced.
Okay.
This is a very special release. And anyway, won the judges' hearts over. And you'll be interested to find out the runner-up because the runner-up is completely different than this. So.
Huh.
Tune in next Wednesday. Anyway, the 2018 Scharfenberger Blanc de Noir small lot from Mendocino. Here are the judges' notes. Fresh, balanced, tiny bubbles, brioche, naughty and nice. Okay, I'll buy a bottle of that. Somebody says creme brulee, lemon peels, complex, pear clafouti. I like that. Rich, impressive, and somebody called it Oh, Santa Baby. That's their description of this beautiful sparkling wine coming in at only $40. So anyway, congratulations to Scharfenberger. Okay, on to the big drum roll for the winning red wine for the holidays in the high-end category. It is no surprise. I have been talking about this winery for, I don't know, more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Loved this Pinot Noir. Davis Bynum Pinot Noir takes the cake, so to speak, or all the candy canes, or Santa's bag, or whatever you want to say for the holidays. The 2021 Davis Bynum Pinot Noir from the Dutton Ranches in Russian River Valley. Now, this is, again, a limited production. They're only doing so much of this Dutton Ranches vineyard designate. So comes in at $65. And again, we had a lot of red wines priced well beyond this. So it is delicious. And here are the judges' tasting notes for the winning red wine. Classic, like Bing Crosby. Earthy, Ooh. Layered red fruits. Juicy deliciousness. Black tea and cherry cola. Now this I love. One of the judges, and this woman is vice president of Laurent Perrier Champagne. This was her description. I'm calling her out. Love, 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 exclamation.
Nice.
So that sums it up, right? Somebody says, this keeps your dreidel spinning. I love that. Joy to the World will wow you. Salubrious, showstopper, impressive, and this wine will light up your Christmas tree.
Oh, I love it.
So we got dreidels and Christmas trees in there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, tomorrow being the first day of Hanukkah.
How perfect is that?
Yeah.
So the high-end winners, the 2021 Rodney Strong Vineyards Reserve Chardonnay from the Russian River Valley. The high-end sparkling is the 2018 Scherfenberger Blanc de Noir Small Lot Mendocino, and the winning red wine, the 2021 Davis Bynum Pinot Noir Dutton Ranches from Russian River Valley. Congratulations to all the winners. A big thank you again to all the judges and to Emily. This competition could not have happened without her because I was burning the candle at both ends, getting there from the city after judging 1,500 wines for 3 days.
I don't know how you do it.
And thank you to Comstock and Tenellery O for sponsoring. And we will talk about the runner-ups next Wednesday, which is super fun.
Yep.
And again, this list will be posted on our Crush website later today, as well as the podcast version
of
Wine Wednesday.
And you can, the thing about the podcast too, you can forward it to a friend. You can download it, actually, which is really cool. So you can download the podcast and then send it off to somebody or send them the link or however you want to do it.
That's very cool. Well, thank you for hipping me to the deal, Andre.
That's right.
Happy holidays, my friends. I'll talk to you again next Wednesday morning.
All right. We're going to go out on, this is a band called The Shiny Ribs. These guys are hilarious. Really great funk band. And Santa's got a brand new bag. There we go.
There we go.
Make a list. And checking it twice. Gonna